Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Cry Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no shit from nobody. I expose the bullshit of society, and I give it to you in easy to digest chunks. Today won't be any different, because, hey, Louis B. got a bug up his ass now, and he's pissed the fuck off. So, this might be a quick hit. I am broadcasting live from my job right now in beautiful downtown Brooklyn. So, I'm on patrol. So, I just wanted to talk about speech. Hate speech. Hate speech, the pussification of comedy, of stand-up comedy. And, I just want to... The fuck is that sound? So, anyways, I was just having a discussion with my coworker about race. Okay, I know where it's coming from. And he was talking about, blacks are being killed. He was telling me that something he read in the news about a woman. She got a letter in her mailbox from one of her white neighbors saying that she doesn't belong in this area because she's black, which is fucked up. But you really got to think, you really got to think on the other side. Look at the state of black neighborhoods. Look at the state of Hispanic neighborhoods. You really got to understand where these people are coming from. So, you know, you're talking about, oh, this is racism. But, you know, these places are the most violent. You're talking about places that are really violent and have high instances of murder, all that nonsense. And you're expecting people to just be like, oh, well, you know, you're expecting people to just ignore that because they're afraid of getting labeled. And I'm telling you, this white guilt is starting to end. It's starting to die down. People are not giving a fuck anymore. Cause look, think about it. Let's go through some numbers. I didn't count personally, but in 2015, how many white Americans owned slaves? I'm gonna go on a limb and say 0%. How many black African Americans have been slaves and picked cotton on a field? I'm gonna go on another limb and say 0%. Yes, there's still racism in this country. Yeah, it's fucked up getting called a nigger to your face. Yeah, it's fucked up whenever a racial slur is thrown at you. It doesn't feel good. But we live in a country where, hey, you can't smack anybody for calling you a spick. You can't smack anybody for calling you a nigger. Because that shit is not illegal. The only time it becomes illegal to be a racist is if someone comes and smashes you in the face and freaking ruins your property because they spray painted spick, nigger, kike, whatever, on your property. That's the only time racism is illegal. Otherwise, hey, you got a whole bunch of crackers freaking in the fucking woods and shit, talking, you know, lighting up crosses and stuff, wearing dresses, talking about how they're the best, which we all know they're really not, because they haven't produced crap in years. If you really want to look at it, you know, I mean, especially the South, you guys need to catch the fuck up. Honestly, your best white Southerner is worse than as the worst, most hardened criminal black person. Let's just be real. So, you know, it's, oh, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. Okay. You know, it's not right to, that guy was definitely a scumbag posting a fucking note on someone's freaking mailbox saying you don't belong here because you're black. You're a jackass. Fucking get with the times. You know, but you really got to think, okay, why did she move to that neighborhood in the first place? She was looking for a better life. And guess what? I mean, really think about how these ghettos are designed. And I said, yes, I said designed because, yes, there is still racism in this country. There is still social engineering that goes on that keeps people from, you know, becoming better human beings and succeeding in life. But there's only so many times you could blame the system for how you fucking act as a human being. I mean, I've had many guests on this show. Like, why is ignorance celebrated? Why is it celebrated? Like, oh, you talk white. Oh, you have an education. You're a nerd. Yeah, because I don't want to be an ignorant asshole for the rest of my life. I want to fucking do things. And knowledge is power. I mean, look at all these successful rap moguls You think they go through life saying fuck Whitey, fuck Whitey, fuck Whitey? Hey, no. No, they don't. They've become billionaires, millionaires by playing the white man's game. They gotta play the white man's game. And you don't do that by being fucking ignorant. You don't do that. But they sell that bullshit, they package it and sell that bullshit back to you. And you buy it. You freaking play it at a loud volume. You play it at a loud volume and expect, you know, you expect it not, you know, you're like, oh my God, yes, this new Jay-Z joint. Yeah. Not knowing he's making an ass out of you. Oh man. Oh shit. Let me go on my chat room. We got Christy who's complaining about the background noise. I'm at work, so I am doing this from my cell phone. Miljo, what's up? We got Andrew. We got the Free Casons, also known as Casey Hambone Hamblin. I'm Rutherford the First. I hate every iota of a minority. So we got, yeah, what's up, Mildred? So, you know, it's like, it's really not fair because, I mean, I've made this point over and over and over again. A white person has never called me a spick. A white person has never discriminated against me because I'm Hispanic or Latino. Fuck Hispanic. I'm Latino. No white person has ever been racist to my face. I have been beaten up growing up in high school by black people because I spoke Spanish and that I'm happen to be Puerto Rican. For some reason they were threatened by that shit. Black people have robbed from me at gunpoint or come at me like 5'10" fucking deep against one of me. Been called a spick to my face, called Jose Cuervo. They freaking make up fucking racial slurs. But hey, you can't complain about that because then you're a racist. Really? If Paul Mooney, a comedian Paul Mooney, he says, black people can't be racist because they can't make laws. They can't make laws, about that will keep people down. Hey, well then if that's the case, then Hispanics can't be freaking racist because we can't make laws freaking holding anybody down. But hey, the moment you start criticizing, yo, I've been black people who have been freaking dangerous towards me. Oh, I'm a racist. Oh, I'm prejudiced. I'm this. I'm that. It's like, how's that fucking work? It's almost like, and it really goes, it's really like third wave feminism almost. All this overcompensating over shit that's happened hundreds of years ago. And you know, and I hate being called insensitive when it's like, you have a black president now. Shut the fuck up. Have you picked cotton? No? Shut the fuck up. Because a lot of the shit that's happening between all these police abuses, because it happens to white people, it happens to everybody. But a lot of it, you know, I've never been in trouble with the police. I never had a police officer, aside from that one time. But I got out of it because I wasn't acting like a fucking asshole. And that was the Port Authority police, and they treat everyone like fucking scumbags, white, black, purple, whatever. I mean, it's like, okay, it really comes down to the point where, like, fucking get over it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you don't like your lot in life? Go to school, freaking, you know, change your life, change your fucking thinking. Freaking try to do better for yourself. And you know what? A lot of problems can disappear immediately. Stop fucking blaming other people. Yeah, point out what they're doing. But if you're not doing anything for yourself, then you lose the whole moral high ground. And you know, a lot of times that moral high ground is very necessary. Yeah. Now, okay, but now let me just go into my favorite subject to bitch about, feminism. when I was interviewing, oh God, I forgot his name already, brain fart. When I was interviewing that comedian that I had, I spoke about how I was almost kicked out of an open mic for my misogynistic set. Comedy, you should be able to free to say whatever you want, however you want, cover whatever subject you want. And you know what? I was watching a lot of Sam Kinison. I was watching a lot of Bill Hicks. Hell, I was watching some Lenny Bruce this morning. And I made this status update on Facebook. I'm like, if Sam Kinison and Bill Hicks were just starting out now, would they have become legends? Would they have become legends as they are now? And the answer is no, because we live in such a PC, political correct crap society that telling the truth or even attempting to be funny is outlawed. And it's really it's really disgusting. It's disgusting how it works. It's, you know, like I said this joke, and you guys can listen to the set. Just go to just click my name if you're listening on Spreaker. It's Louis B Comedy. If you're on iHeart, it's Louis B Phone Pranks. You could listen to it, the most misogynistic man alive set. And that's the set that almost got me kicked, because, you know, it's like, you can't talk like that about women. Why the fuck not? They're always making jokes about the size of my penis, or, well, size of men's penises, or how lousy they are in bed. Why not? Oh, because men were in power. Men are in power. Really? I mean, like, I don't know, man. I can't fucking go up to a chick, bend her over and screw her, or else I'm going to jail. That's a freaking crime if I pull that shit. I don't see how that works out. In fact, a former high school schoolmate, she posted an article about how they found half of the Viking burials that they found. Half of them were female Viking warriors. Let me get this straight. For thousands of years, the patriarchy kept women down. I don't think if you trust a woman to fight in a battle where you need to, like, be able to, like, trust that your fellow soldier can hold their own and fight, so that way you don't have to constantly watch their back, is keeping them down. You know, it's But yeah, I mean, at this open mic, which I haven't gone back because I overslept, been writing some new material. And it was a dude that told me that he had a problem with my set. Like, of course, the women don't like it. They're like, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I've been raped. Really? When I've said, hey, and here's the fucked up thing. When I was in junior high school, girls used to fucking kick me in the fucking nuts because I was the fat kid, and they didn't want no one else to think that they were attracted to me. And there's Christy because, hey, man, forget it. I can't do shows like this because Christy is like, this applies to me. And, you talk bad about, like, honestly, Christy, can you at least concede that there's some fucked up chicks out there? This whole third wave feminism, can you at least concede that it's fucked up? It doesn't mean I hate women. It means I hate the bullshit some women do. Are you happy? I hate that bullshit. I constantly do. I hate how these freaking horny motherfuckers, these thirsty sons of bitches, freaking jump in is like, oh, you can't talk like that about women. We're on the fucking open mic. I'm a goddamn comedian. I'm gonna make fucking jokes about whatever fucking subject I like. Don't fucking make threats to me, motherfucker. We could go outside. And it was a fucking weak ass fucking white hipster too. I'm really fucking tired of these fucking social justice warriors that you can't fucking tell the truth anymore. You can't be honest. You can't be real. Cause it's hate speech. It's really hate speech. I might lose signal because I'm gonna be going into an elevator. So if I lose signal, please bear with me. This doesn't mean the show's over. It means we're taking a quick pause. But while I'm off, feel free to go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com and be sure to click the Amazon links. And if you're going to buy through Amazon, please buy through me. So that way this keeps me going. So that way I don't have to like freaking keep doing overnights. I can keep entertaining you like I'm doing now. So, pod people. He's one of those pod people. Okay. Oh, plus that. Okay. Ocean's Razor, motherfuckers. And it tells more about. Okay. All right. What else? Well, I'm losing signal. Do. Side. All right. Am I back? We got Stabathon McCuggs here. So yeah, I mean, like almost, like, and here's the funny thing. When people try to discuss with me about feminism, including women, they're like, oh shit, yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. Like, people end up agreeing with me, men and women, when I'm like talking to them face to face. It's like, look, how is this fucking accepted? I've never fucking slapped a bitch that I was in a relationship with. Oh, you didn't cook my dinner. Boom, punched in the guts. I've never done that shit. The only time I've ever hit a woman was self-defense or defending my father. That's it. And I know some of you say, oh, why can't your father fight his own battles? I'm not going to let anyone touch my father. What the fuck? The same way I wouldn't let if it was a woman and she attacked my mom, I'm not letting that happen.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happen? Ooh, let's... Ooh, I mean, don't, God forbid, but if a woman freaking attacked my mom, I'm going to jail. Fuck that shit. It's like, why is it wrong? Like, honestly, the shit that really needs to end is if women are equal to men, this fucking double standard needs to fucking end. This froggle knuckle fucking double standard needs to end. But a very small percentage, like honestly, and Chrissy says a very small percentage of people are feminist, but you wouldn't see that if you wouldn't know that if, like, you go to every freaking open mic I go to and I say these jokes, and there are a lot of women that identify themselves as feminist, and, you know, they like, oh, it's not about man hating. Okay. I mean, what, like, honestly, when you can't express to me or can't explain to me where do you feel that you're being discriminated against because you're a woman, you have no fucking problem. And if one of the issues you have isn't clitoral circumcision, and it's all about, oh, the gender pay gap that has been debunked many, 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 many times, and it's still parroted, and the fact that you try to, yo, there's this crazy guy doing fucking Chai Chi in the middle of the street, some black dude. I wish I could video this and show it to you at the same time. This guy, he's doing, like, he's in the middle of the street here in downtown Brooklyn. I'm looking outside. He's in the middle of the street doing like this fucking... He's dancing, doing some Tai Chi. Talking to himself. He's singing. I do not want to go near him because, hey... Yeah, he's screaming. I don't know if you guys can hear him. He's singing it. It's ridiculous. Yo, this dude is just having the time of his life right now. He's like, he's walking up and down the... he's in the middle of the street singing. I'm just assuming it's Motown because, you know, only Smokey could make me dance and sing in the street. On Broadway. Oh, now he's walking on the sidewalk. He's passing by here. You're probably going to hear him singing. He's just having a fun time. Like, God bless him. Yeah, I'm going to stay quiet to see if you guys can hear him. So. You going home? You're not a rapper, so you got to go home? All right.
Watch it.
Okay. No. Stay right there. Don't worry. You got some flow. He's rapping to me right now. Well, what's your name, brother?
Monster.
Your monster? He's a motherfucking
monster.
You got some flow. You got flow. Don't quit. Don't quit.
I gotta drive.
All right. Yeah, he's still rapping. Wow. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but he's rapping. I'm being rapped to right now. I'm being serenaded. It would be better. I would feel like it was romantic if he was holding a boombox over his head doing this. Only in New York, ladies and gentlemen. Only in New York. Well, there you go. All right, he's eating a sandwich. So, oh, they could totally hear him. Okay, good. Huh? Careful. What? Okay. Well, I don't want you to get hit by a car. Okay. Alright. He's just scaring the white people. Some white people were passing by. They just started speeding up. Like, they don't want no shit. They don't want none of this shit. New York. Oh, goodness. All right. Okay, brother, I gotta go. I gotta get back to work. Have fun. All right. Alrighty. Okay, he's gonna still rap outside, but I gotta finish my fucking patrol. I'm probably gonna lose signal again because I'm in a fucking shitty part of the building. Alright, I'm back. Okay, we're back. So, like, a lot of my stuff isn't misogynistic. I'm trying to actually not just do misogynistic shit because, hey, that's only but one subject I want to cover. I started doing this 9/11 stuff, and people still have a problem with that. And I think it's because, and it's not because it's, like, it's wrong. It's, like, people feel like they're so fucking intellectual, but they still want to drink the government's Kool-Aid and shit. They want all this free shit. And, you know, they want all this free shit. But, I mean, one joke that I made was, and Christy liked it. So it was like, I was like, I used to be part of a 9/11 conspiracy group. And most people believe that the government can't kill its own citizens. I mean, most people believe that the government can't couldn't pull it off because look at our failing infrastructure. They can't even raise money to fix the bridges and the tunnels. And you know, mail delivery is always so sparse, or is totally unreliable. Yet the one thing governments have been good at is killing its own, killing people. Are there any Navajo in the room? No? Prove my point. And it's people are like, oh, you know, we have a 9/11 conspiracy. Like, people like to make fun, like, little snide remarks about it. It's like, okay, well, Jet fuel can't melt steel. It can't. It's like, look at, like, I'm not a fucking physicist. I'm not gonna fucking claim to that I know the fucking science behind the shit. It's just like, okay, let's do a quick Google search. Okay, how hot does jet fuel burn? Okay, what is the melting point of steel? Or, you know, construction steel, which is, I think, supposed to be stronger. Okay. These numbers don't match. And for as long as it took to burn, and the fact that, you know, it's like, I'm not gonna quote the whole freaking Loose Change movie to you, which it, whenever I try to show it to people, people act like it's like the horror movie The Ring, and they think that they're gonna fucking die in 7 days. Like, oh shit, I can't watch that. No, the government won't kill its own citizens, but if I watch that, the CIA is gonna come kill me. Okay, so you don't believe in conspiracy because you think, you don't want to be a conspiracy theorist because you think there is a conspiracy theory, but you don't, you're too afraid to admit it. Is that it? You can't have it both ways. What are you, a fucking feminist? It's like, what, tell me, does this, but it's like, if Bill Hicks was around, I'm positive he would be saying, yo, this whole 9/11, he would be making comments about 9/11. He would have been making, I think he spoke about fucking Waco, Texas. He died in 93. Damn, I gotta fucking remember. But I'm pretty sure when did Waco, Texas, and when did Oklahoma City happen? I'll Google that, but I'm pretty sure he, you know, if it happened when he was still alive, he would have commented on how bullshit the government story about that happened. And I'm pretty sure he would be talking shit about how the government story about 9/11 happened. And for the record, I don't believe that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. I think that's a fucking total insult, if you believe me. I hate how that's a fucking ridiculous conspiracy theory if you ever heard one. Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be part of any group. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be doing speaking engagements with Stephen Jones or Alex Jones he wouldn't be doing an Architects for Engineers for 9/11 Truth event. I'm pretty sure. But I'm pretty sure there would be a lot more people fucking questioning if he was still around. It's like, yo, Bill Hicks is right. Okay, so yeah, according to the chat, thank you, Casey. Let me fucking set this fucking alarm before I leave here. So yeah, I gotta Google it, see if he freaking said anything about Waco. Cause I'm pretty sure he did. I think he would have ripped like Janet Reno about it. Okay, let me see if our rapper, our homeless rapper slash actor, is still outside. No, he's gone. Our rapper slash actor. So, okay, what Mildred, what do you mean that you're sensing a pattern? I need some masculine, energetic protection. Okay, everyone. Touch penises together and start rubbing them until sparks form and send your positive energy to Christy Afroviti. She's gonna... Her rapper name is D-Light. So, okay, where else? Like, honestly, when it comes to me doing all these open mics, like, a lot of people I do find funny here, but it's like, if you're real, you try to talk about, you know, some shit that's other than, oh, this couscous was a little bland or some shit like that. It's like, I don't know, it's like, it's too much liberal bullshit at these open mics, really. Like, you know, they laugh when you talk about, you know, how you voted for Ron Paul. I personally don't like Rand Paul. You know, like, I'm not voting for Rand Paul at all. Like, he is not his father's son, and I can't really get behind him. I mean, even though he does say some nice things. And this whole Bernie Sanders thing, I mean, like, when I look into Bernie Sanders, I start talking like my father. Like, how the fuck am I going to afford him? You can't afford Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is like an older, fatter, whiter version of fucking, what's his name? Not Ross Perot. Fuck, I forgot his name. Just having a fucking brain fart. I'm gonna do this show for another 10 minutes and I will go back upstairs because then my partner has to do his patrol and all that happy horse shit. And I don't want to freaking be doing this show while he's here, while he's listening, because, you know, then he's gonna start talking about God to me. That's fantastic. Like, my partner is like trying to fucking preach to me, get me to go to his fucking church, and I'm like, I don't even want to go to my mom's. I want to be, you know, agnostic. Like, it doesn't mean I'm atheist. I believe in a God. I just don't like the fact that, you know, I have to go to a damn building and sit for a couple hours to freaking talk about them. Or, yeah, and then, oh, she's a girl. God is a girl. I don't give a shit. God is God. The only reason why they refer to God as a him, because of how it is. Wow, this is the second time I've seen the police car drive up in. This is like the first time I've seen the police car like drive around in this neighborhood. Which makes me kind of nervous, because that means they're looking for somebody, usually. But, all right. They're not looking for me, but, you know. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, the police officer was stopped by a garbage can, and she tried to throw the trash in the garbage can. And what happened was she missed, so she had to get out the car and pick it up. An un-Kobe Bryant moment there. So anyways, like Chrissy's like, they want to fuck you up the ass, Louis. Everyone wants to fuck me up my ass. Like, honestly, what's about my ass that everyone just needs to fuck it? I'm tired of this. This is some bullshit. That's why I don't get high. That's why I don't get drunk. Because I'm afraid someone's going to try to, like, take advantage and fuck me in my ass. So, it's hilarious. Christy was like, I want to fuck you up your ass, Louie. Louie, I want to fuck your Puerto Rican asshole. Like, with what? With bad intent? God. Yeah, Christy knows how I feel, because almost every guy she runs into wants to fuck her in her ass. Everyone wants to fuck my squishy. So. Oh, man, what else? What else? Two more minutes. Fuck it. I'll do... Why would you make that up? Because it's a joke and it's funny, and that's why I make shit up sometimes. Because it's a funny flow. Oh, Yankees update. I don't have the song for it, but okay, because it... Yankees. Oh, fuck you, Casey. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Yankees got beaten by the Texas Rangers 15-4. Crap on a stick. God, we already knew this was going to be a rough year for the Yankees. No Capitan. We don't have a closer anymore. It's like, oh, God. Like, if I was the Yankees owner, I would be like, okay, can we just get, like, let's just call up a bunch of people from our farm system, get some, like, new blood up in this motherfucker, because, hey, we got some talented motherfuckers in our farm system, but no, they sell them off, and they get these goddamn old, overpaid motherfuckers in the twilight of their fucking career, and we give them billions of dollars. Just upsetting. Yeah, A-Rod is a cabron. Yeah, he's a straight cabron. I hate A-Rod. He's still getting paid. Like, fucking waste of money that cocksucker was. Oh, I'm gonna date Madonna. Where the fuck did he meet Madonna? 42nd Street in 1985? What the fuck? So. So anyways, I think that's all I got to say. This was supposed to be a quick hit, but hey, I gave you motherfuckers 50 minutes. Yes, 27... Yes, I will still bitch because it should be fucking 45 championships. Fuck that shit. Let's go 50 championships. Let's go. Let's win every single solitary year. Like, let's win so many times. Other teams are like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just close our doors. Let's bring it back to the 1800s when there were only like four teams. So, oh man. So 50 minutes. You guys got 50 minutes from my fucking black ass. So I like to thank Mildra, Casey, Krusty, Stabathan McHugs, Andrew, and whoever's listening out there in the ether, feel free. Please go to my website, rantinglouisb.blogspot.com. Click on the Amazon link. Please buy, if you're going to buy through Amazon, buy through me so I could get the credit. Also, if you feel like leaving a donation. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LouisB1, on Instagram at LouisB1. Facebook, you could go to LouisB Comedy on the Facebook and click the like, and you can follow me there. So, yeah. As always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.